Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello guys, welcome back to the Soul Limit Pod for another week. Finally, the buys are over and we will be back to normal. As of next week, round 16 is done and dusted. Only the four games this week, which give us all a bit of time to do a few more things. Obviously, we had I'm banking on the fact that I've got a bit of cash and a few more trades than most left for the run home to hopefully get me through. I think I'll drop from about 1,100th maybe to sort of, 1,600th. You presume most people went the VC loop, but I reckon there's going to be a bunch of people who went the straight C on Johnson who might not have as high scores as they would have hoped. So let's just see where the updates wash out, and let's see where everything comes through Monday afternoon. Okay, the good and the bad for the Duffelbag boys, like we said, only 10 players. Latrell Mitchell, 110 with the VC loop, was obviously beautiful. Matto tarned up. He's just having a great year. Had him since round one, which has been one of my smarter moves for the season. And Payne Haas with the 97 today. What a debut season. Best Supercoach debut season of all time. I mean, I know he debuted last year, but debut Supercoach relevant season of all time. I'm calling it. The lowlights were Sean Johnson today, getting hooked by the coach and only scoring 17 points. Josh Kerr, 25 off the bench, hoped for maybe another 10 or 15 from him. And my two trade-ins in the end, I went with Tavaga, who managed to scrape up to 50. But it looks like he might be injured, which is unfortunate. And then I ended up getting Kenny Bromwich, panicked a bit. On Friday night, got old Kenny in, and he gave me 44 points. So not the best two trades there, and I would happily trade those 94 points to have those two trades back, to be honest. But it is what it is. I think I'm sitting on either 10 or 12 trades left for the run home. All right, let's have a look at some of the other good and bad scores for this weekend. Obviously, Thursday night, the Storm beat the Dragons. Cameron Smith will play his 400th game this coming week, which is just absolutely ridiculous. Brady Croft, Stimson, couple of irrelevance there. Smithy had a decent score with 71. We mentioned Kenny, 44. Shandor, who was a bit of a nuff option, with 27. Pappenhausen could only manage 24. It was very wet this game. McInnes came through with the goods there for those who went him over Smith with a 76, and the rest of the Dragons are pretty irrelevant. Ewan Aitken, few people have had a good month or so with him. He could only give 41, but he's the perfect sell this week because his price has probably peaked, or if not, pretty close to it. Roosters got the W over the Tigers on Friday night, and we mentioned Latrell and Matto both tonning up. What we didn't mention earlier was Isan Masters. Most people have stayed away from him after having a rubbish last month or so, but he came through with the buy round goods with a very nice 84, which makes those people who have stuck by him over the last month very, very happy. Keary with a 97, JWH had a 79, Angus Crichton with a good score off the bench there, 62, so well done to anyone who managed to stick with him. Joey Manu had a couple of injuries there. I think he copped a knee or an elbow, I think it was, to the face, and I could only manage 22 points. And on the Tiger side, Nofaluma was slightly relevant, could only manage a 46, and Robbie Farah's brief dalliance with relevance from the start of the season is well and truly dead, given that he only scored 27 points. He's now only owned by 8% of teams, so most people have moved off him over the past month or so, as his output has dipped significantly after turning up in both round one and round two this year. Okay, Saturday night, saw the Warriors get the win over the Knights, and Marmalo scored 91 and should have had another try. I don't know what the bunker was doing to deny that. I haven't heard what their reasoning was or anything, but he should have turned up easily. But as a non-owner, given the fact that the Warriors still managed to win, I'm happy with the 91 points there for Marmalo. Blake Green, 88. Adam Blair had a score. Jez Tavaga, like we mentioned, 50. RTS only given 41 in a bye week is good for non-owners. And I think the Teddy Turbo combo is definitely the way to go for the run home. For the Knights, Fitzgibbon managed to cross the stripe, I'm fairly certain, and managed to score a 79, which is very good for a buy round there. Again, for people who have held on to him, delivering the good news for those owners. Sione Mataute, 97, I do not think too many people have got him, maybe a few. He is a centre wing, second row jewel. I could not even tell you what he's averaging this year. He is averaging, he's only worth 300k, he's only averaging 40. He's gone 24, 27, 30, 29, 36, 30 in the last six games and then just comes out and busts out a 97 on a bye week. Kurt Mann could only manage 34, Connor Watson 27. Just this afternoon, the Broncos, geez, I didn't watch the end of this game, but the Broncos have gotten the win over the Sharks. As Wenin described it, the worst Broncos team of all time. Yep, you're a great judge of NRL talent there, Wenin. So Broncos get the win by 2 points. Haas and Pangai both in the 90s. Post updates, they will both probably ton up, you would expect. Katoni Staggs, kicking goals, could only manage 44 points. Xavier Coates, 24 with a try. Got to be one of the lowest scores with a try that I've ever seen. Herbie, the other rookie winger, 27. Shibasaki dislocated his finger or something similar to that. So that's probably likely to see one of these boys get extended minutes on the go forward. You would think with that injury to Shibasaki, Darius Boyd, is he an option at fullback? 271k, came out with a 29 today. He's very cheap, worth a look, old Darius there. Manny Moylan came off early, could only manage 38 points. PG, only 26. Nakora, only 44. Don't know what to do with Nakora. He's really fallen off the last 4 or 5 weeks, and he's not one of the top centre wings at the moment, it has to be said. His last four, it's gone 63, 41, 54, 34, and only 44 today. After starting the season with a bang, he's got a 5-round average of 48 compared to a season average of 60. So, yeah, I think Nakora might be one to shift on or maybe settle as a 5th or 6th centre wing. Kurt Capewell gave 63 very valuable points, and Bronson Cherry sitting on the same score currently also. Right, so we've got Origin Wednesday night, which should be excellent. Hopefully we can see a victory to the boys from Queensland there in the decider. Very much looking forward to that, especially coming off the back of Tuesday night. I think the Cricket World Cup semi-start, obviously after Australia tanked in their game against South Africa overnight, so they didn't have to play New Zealand. In the semis, we'll see New Zealand beat India and then take on Australia or England in the final. So be keen to watch that and also Origin. Trades for the coming week, let's see who backs up, hey? Let's see who backs up. We know Fifita's not going to be there. We know Ponga's not going to be there. Let's see if TKO's there, I suppose. Let's see if Teddy gets rested. I would say it's probably a 90% chance that Teddy gets rested. Let's see if Cam Murray gets rested. There's a potential there. Let's see if Cookie gets rested. There's a chance there that Cookie gets rested. Hasn't had a rest as yet, I don't believe. Let's see if Turbo gets rested. So the Friday night games are Panthers and Titans and Newcastle and Bulldogs. Not a huge amount of Origin players there. Obviously Maloney, but probably not really super coach relevant. And then for the Knights, it would have just been Ponga. Oh, well, Clemmer, I suppose, as well, now that he's been recalled. So let's see if Clemmer gets rested. Saturday early game is South's Manly. I would not be surprised if Turbo and maybe even Jake Turbo, he hasn't had a rest yet, and Cam Murray potentially all get rested from that game. It's going to be carnage this week, so leave your trades as late as possible. Don't go planning trades now because you don't know what you're going to need cover for. I mean, Sean Johnson just got hooked. He could get dropped this week. Who knows? Who knows? Let's just get through round 17 and then we can see the light at the end of the tunnel with only 7 or 8 rounds to go, and we will actually know what's happening in those rounds. All right, guys, hope you did well in round 16. Hope you managed a few more points than me, and I look forward to chatting with you next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.